So I'm excited about today, because today we're going to begin a series. This month is the month of love. February is the month of love. Everyone's talking about love in February, right? Valentine's Day is February the 14th. And, you buy flowers, roses. Everyone's buying roses. People who are in the flower business look forward to Valentine's. That's like one of the biggest days. And people are on the streets selling roses and bunnies and teddy bears. And we all want to express our love for our spouses. Husbands, you feeling me, husbands? You got to express your love for your spouse. You know, don't let the 14th come by and you forget. You're going to be in big trouble. That will not be encouraging. You know, the singles and campus students, they're having on the 14th on Wednesday, it's a Valentine's encouragement. Come on, man. I love that. You know, it's great when the single brothers plan and try to figure out how to encourage the sisters. That's really encouraging. Love is one of mankind's greatest need. Many are on a lifelong search to find love. And so our month-long series is titled, I Want to Know What Love Is. I want to know what love is. So, you know that song is from Foreigner, right? Denton wants to sing this song with me this morning. Come on up here, Denton. All right, so Denton's going to come. I thought you were coming. Bro, you going to leave me up here by myself? I thought you were serious. So Foreigner, here are the words to the song. I got to take a little time. A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Ah, whoa, ah. Now this mountain I must climb. It feels like a world upon my shoulders. And through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. Sing it, church. I don't know if I can face it again. I can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I want to know what love is. Come on up here, Denton. And I want you to show me. Oh, you're way ahead of me, man. You got to stay with me. I want to feel what love is. And I know you can show me. Ah. Whoa. Ah. That's the theme. That's our theme for the year. For the month. I want to know what love is. So thank you, sisters, for singing. Come back now. Come back. Come back to what we're talking about here, okay? You know, Foreigner wasn't the only one who wanted to know what love is. Bob Marley. Is this love? Now, I grew up in Jamaica. And so I had a healthy diet of Bob Marley. And I'm not going to sing this song because I won't do it justice. But the words are, I want to love you and treat you right. I want to love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our head. Ugo, come on up and sing this then. You see? That's what I'm talking about. Denton, you got next time. Come on, Ugo.
Yo, no, you know the bass of this?
No.
Oh, yeah. I want to love you and treat you right. I want to love you.
All right.
Every day and every night we'll be together.
Okay.
With the roof right over our head, we'll share a shelter.
On my single bed.
We'll share the same room, yeah. For Jah provide the bread. Is this love that I'm feeling?
Is this love that I'm feeling?
All right. I wanna know.
I got to know now. I'm willing and able. All right, that's enough. Let's not get carried away here. Otherwise, it becomes a karaoke Sunday. So, you know, that was a very popular song, and Bob is wondering something. He has a question. Is this love that I'm feeling? Obviously, he's singing about some woman. And there's a lot of going on in this relationship. If you read the words, he's sharing the shelter of his bed with this woman. He wants to share the same room. He wants to eat the food that Jah has provided with her. But all this is going on, and he's not even sure. He's like, is this love? And he's so perplexed, he asks it three times. Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? And why is Bob so unsure of what he's feeling? It could be the marijuana that's confusing him. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just asking a question. Is it the marijuana? Or is it something else? But whatever's going on, he's feeling something, but he's not sure if this is love. And the truth is that most people equate love with a feeling. And that's what people are looking for, searching. They want a feeling, looking for this feeling. And truly, when you fall in love with someone, when you're attracted to someone, you do have a lot of feelings, right? And sometimes we think that those feelings are love. And this writer, M. Scott Peck, he wrote a book called The Road Less Traveled. And what he argues is that love is not a feeling. And he gives three reasons why love is not a feeling. He says, falling in love is not an act of the will or a conscious choice. No matter how much we may want to fall in love, you cannot make it happen. So, some people may be wanting to fall in love in this auditorium right now. You're searching. And you, no matter how deep your desire to either fall in love with someone or have someone fall in love with you, you can't make somebody love you. And neither can you make yourself fall in love with someone. It don't work that way. You know, now, you may have tried to make somebody love you, but I'm sure it didn't work well. And this is a really interesting point that he's making. Love is not a feeling. The other reason he talks about Let's see. Love is not a feeling, because feeling is not real love, because it is effortless. Whatever we do in the in love state requires little discipline or conscious effort on our part. The long expensive phone calls, the gifts that we give, the work that we do seems like nothing to us. That's a really interesting point. That feeling of love that we all want, we all look for, it requires no effort. Just ask Ugo. You know, we started singing the song, Ugo jumped up on the stage, man. Just went steady. Ugo was fired up. Ugo doesn't have to be reminded to call out his girlfriend. He's just going to do it naturally. No effort, right? It's a really good point that this man is making. And the third reason he gives, don't worry, we're going to get to the Bible in a little bit. I'm just trying to click this. Can you click this over? There we go. Thank you. The third reason why he says love is not a feeling is that the one who is in love is not genuinely, this is deep. You might want to take a picture of this. This is good. The one who is in love is not genuinely interested in fostering the personal growth of the other person. If we have a purpose or motive in mind when we fall in love, it's really to terminate our own loneliness and to ensure that this remains so until marriage. That one you have to go home and think about. And it's true. When you fall in love with someone, you're not interested in their growth. You're interested in them satisfying a need that you have. And we got to be careful with this. Because sometimes our feelings just get in the way of what's best. You know, and I'm telling you, sisters, there are guys out there that will tell you everything they know you want to hear. They'll tell you all the right things. They'll buy you all the things that you need. They'll give you all the attention that you want. And what they're really after is something physical. And it's fun for a short time until those feelings wear out and those guys go on a search for someone else who's going to provide those feelings. I'm sorry to have to tell you that, but I'm a man and I know how men think. So I want you sisters to hear me out now. If there's some guy out there trying to woo you, trying to tell you you're everything to me and I'll climb any mountain for you, be careful. Don't compromise your righteousness for any guy. It's not worth it. Trust me, it is not worth it. So I agree with M. Scott Peck. Love is not a feeling, but let's look at what the Bible says. 1 John 4, verse 7, he says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. But whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him." So according to the scripture, according to the apostle, God is love. And where people in the world, are wondering, where do I find love? What is love? We've been asking that question for generations. I mean, I'm sure if we go back to the rock and roll era, they were singing the same song. And the apostle John says that love comes from God. Love originates from God. And therefore, to understand the true meaning of love, we must have an encounter with God. Love does not come from people. Love does not come from animals. There's some people who love their animals. They even have a saying that a dog is a man's best friend. And there are people who love their dogs, their animals, more than they love anything or anyone else in this world. In that same passage, he says in verse 8, God is love. Meaning love does not come from my feelings. Love comes from God because God is the very definition of love. You see, infatuation, that feeling of infatuation may fade, but true love endures forever. And so maybe the problem that we have is a definition problem. Maybe what we're really searching for is to be infatuated with someone. Because if you want love, the place to go is God. The person to go to is God. But some people reject God because they want this infatuation. Because sometimes an encounter with God does not bring about the swooning feelings that we have when we find someone that we have fallen in love with. And we've got to be careful. We've got to really ask ourselves, what is it that we're looking for? What are we really looking for? Because if you're just looking for infatuation, then you're going to end up on a long, never-ending quest for that feeling. And trust me, you may think you found it, but eventually that feeling runs out. And then you're walking around thinking that life doesn't have any meaning because you expect to be in this feeling of infatuation your entire life. That is a false idea to embrace. It's not realistic. And so I think we have to go to the scriptures and allow the scriptures to define what love is for us. And the Apostle John says that love comes from God and that God is love. Here's another verse that he gives us in 1 John chapter 3. Can you click over to that one? Okay, 1 John 4 in verse 10. He says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Remember Bob is saying, I want to know what love is? And he's asking, I want to know, I want to know, I want to know. The Apostle John says, let me tell you what love is. The Apostle John says, this is love. And he is bold and he is confident. You don't sense any ambiguity in his writings. He said, this is love. What is it? Not that we love God, but he loved us. Not that we came to some realization that we ought to love God. Real love is that God initiated with us first. When we had no desire to have any relationship with him, we thought God was a party pooper. We thought God was going to mess up our lives. We thought God was going to destroy the fun that we were having. We have this warped perception of God. We want to stay as far away as we could from church or from spiritual things. God still came to find us. That's love. You know, sometimes when you're in love with someone, you kind of check the scene a little bit. You ask the friend of the one who you kind of have eyes for, so does she have any interest? If you're smart, that's how you do it. When I was kind of developing feelings towards Robin, I asked a lot of people. You know, you got to survey. So I went and I talked to, Sean Patterson, who knew Robin. I talked to Cynthia Powell, who knew Robin. I was, doing some investigation. And you do that kind of investigation before actually approaching the object of your affection. You know what I'm saying? And because you don't want to kind of put yourself out there and get rejected. You know what I'm saying? I think one of our greatest fears is to kind of have feelings towards somebody. You kind of put yourself out there, and the person tells you, well, I don't have those feelings. Oh, man, what a sad night that is for the brothers. It hurts, man. Robs you of your confidence. You're like, well, what do I got to do? Sometimes you can't do anything. And some brothers just get real discouraged, The thing about God is that God initiated with us even though many of us would reject Him. That's love. God didn't go, I'm not going to put myself out there because they might hurt me back. He didn't say that. He said, I'm going to put myself out there. And if you think back, brothers and sisters, to the time when someone reached out to you, you know there was a period in your studies where you were wondering, am I going to do this or not? It wasn't like if you were met and you were open, you showed the scriptures and you were like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I was looking for. Well, some of you had good hearts. But the rest of us people, if you're anything like me, you're like, I got to do all this? Oh my gosh. And you're like, this just looks hard. Right? Until you end up realizing, wait a second, there's something bigger going on here. And let me just humble myself and trust the word of God and trust the people who God has put in my life. We responded to God because He initiated with us. And we, all of us, could have rejected Him. But He still came. That is what the Apostle John is saying is love. And he says he not only initiated with us, He sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Let me see here. Let's turn to the next one. In 1 John 3, verse 16, he says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. The Apostle John says it is possible to know what love is. The ambiguity is over. He says, this is love. This is the definition of love. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. You want to know what love is? That's love. What did it take for Jesus to lay His life down for us? The event that the apostle had in his mind is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. A lot of people can look at Jesus' crucifixion and may not fully understand what happened on that day. Don't fully get it. We can have a lot of emotions about the cross. The Apostle John brings clarity. He says, that act on the cross was an act of love. Now, what did that sacrifice mean for Jesus? It meant that his act of love brought pain and suffering. Pain and suffering. And the Apostle John is saying that's love. Now, when you think about the romantic love, are you thinking pain? When Bob Marley and Foreigner are singing, I want to know what love is, and I want you to show me. Is Foreigner thinking of something painful? No, what these men have in their minds is pleasure. Pleasure. And that's kind of what we think about when we think about the idea of love. We think a lot about our own self-pleasure. Because when you're in love, a lot of things, a lot of endorphins get released in your brain. Right? I mean, I'm not a chemist or a biologist, but I know that things start happening in your brain. Things get released in your brain. You start feeling things you didn't even know were there. Just ask any of these guys. Go in steady. Ask Noah. You know what I'm talking about, right, bro? Yeah. Or let's say you're in school, right? And one of your school friends come in and they're just like bouncing off the walls. Oh, whoa, what happened? I'm in love. And then you look at a young teenager in love and you can be envious. You're like, oh, I want to feel that too. Because it's all about feelings. Those feelings of infatuation bring a lot of pleasure. I don't think the cross, I don't think the act of laying his life down brought any pleasure to Jesus Christ. I don't think it brought any physical pleasure to him. It was, if you read the accounts in the Gospels, it was the most difficult thing he had to do. So for Jesus, love meant doing difficult things because it benefited other people. That's love. That's how the Bible defines love. And the Apostle John is saying is that by observing Jesus' life, he learned the true meaning of love. The Apostle John is saying that he has discovered the truth about love, that love is not about feelings and emotions. And John is saying that he didn't learn what true love is by his own intellectual genius. He learned it by carefully observing the life of Jesus Christ. And he comes to this grand conclusion. This is love. Jesus laid down his life, and we ought to lay our lives down for others. It was the cross that taught him that. And so the whole paradigm is shifted. Because with infatuation type love, or romantic type love, what you're concerned about is your feelings. I want to know what love is, and I want you to show me, baby. Come show me what love is. It's all about me. It's all about you reciprocating feelings towards me and making me feel good. Real love has nothing to do with my feelings. But it has everything to do with me helping someone else. Now, what do you want? Do you want to learn what real love is? Or do you want to be on a quest for feelings? You know, there's not a married couple in here that that didn't have feelings, romantic feelings for their spouse. You know, you visit a married couple's home and the first thing you see is the pictures. You know, and you see people smiling. You know, oh, they remember that day, and the wife is dressed up in a white dress and the guys look so handsome. And I've never seen wedding pictures with people unhappy. I've never seen that. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. You know, and we take videos and we make these vows. I will love you forever. We say these things. Death will not separate me from you. And we say all these wonderful things. Go back to the video that you took of your... Go back and look at... My wife and I, we looked at our video. And we had our anniversary. Was it last year, honey? And we showed the video to our kids. And I was looking at that video going, well, I made some serious vows here, man. I gotta make sure I live up to them, you know? I mean, whoo! I was in love, man. Holy cow, when Robin came down the aisle, I mean, I was sweating. I was like... So, husbands, you get what I'm talking about, right? Right? Cedric and Faith loved each other from the time they were like teenagers, man. Cedric was so in love with Faith, he would do her homework. Faith, this is true. Faith would tell Cedric, come on over and hang out and have lunch, and I'll do my homework. And Cedric would be... It's just love, you know, the things you do, the things we do for the people who we love, right? Say again? Yeah, Cedric, you laid your life down, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. You were like, Cedric would probably forego his homework to do Faith's. Right? That's love. That's the romantic type love. And then you get married. And then you start living with each other. And then you come to this realization. After about a month. Yeah. After about a month, you realize this person that I have committed my life to is a sinner. This person is a sinner. And then things happen in that marriage dynamic where you got to realize that those feelings are not there anymore. I don't know of any married couple that can stand up honestly and tell me, after 3 or 4 years of marriage, that all the feelings that they had prior to their marital day can now still exist. What happened to those feelings? They leave. They got you to a certain place, and God brought you to that person. But love is not a feeling. And I'm more in love with my wife now after 23 years. This year is going to make 23 years. But I now understand what it means to love someone else. To love my wife after 23. I didn't know what it was. I was swept away by the feelings. But Jesus has taught me how to love Robin the way Christ loves her. And I'm grateful. And it's a journey. But as far as I'm concerned, I can't live my life according to those feelings. Love is a decision. Love is an action. Love is thinking about the needs of someone else, even though it means pain for me. And so I'm committed to living out my vows for this woman till death do us part. That's the decision I made. I don't care what happens. I'm going to keep my vow to God and to my wife. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely. Absolutely. But she's worth it. And Jesus came and gave his life because we are worth it. That's love. So, are you looking for love? We're gonna wrap up here. Are you looking for love? Married couples, are you disappointed? With how things have turned out. Boy, y'all real quiet here. Are you disappointed? Are you disappointed? Amen, Ludwig. Absolutely not, he says. See, you're only disappointed if what you're after is that feeling. And when you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, that feeling isn't there, you think then this is a failure. No, it's not a failure. What you husbands have got to realize, no, this is a decision that I got to make. And there are some people who part ways after years of marriage. Because that feeling, that elusive feeling, is not there. Because in their mind, the definition of love is that feeling. And so you're grasping, you're chasing for that feeling. There are people who go from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship. There's a string of people. Why? Because it's this quest for this feeling, this euphoria, this feeling. And we are so into getting this feeling in our system that we will commit all sorts of despicable acts in search of that feeling. We will compromise every ounce of morality we have because we want that feeling. I'm saying, if we listen to the Apostle John, you got to come to God to find true love. You will not find true love outside of God. You will not find it. You can search high, you can search low. You can climb every mountain, you can cross every ocean. If that ocean doesn't lead to God, you keep swimming, you might drown. But I believe that if we embrace this definition of love, the biblical definition of love, you will find what you're looking for. And that's why this is the month of love, because we're going to be talking about love all month. We're going to overdose with love. We're going to talk about love next Sunday and the Sunday after that. We're going to saturate our mind with biblical love. And my hope is that as we study the Word of God, that God will give us greater understanding about what true love is, and that we will look at the people who are around us, our spouses, our children, our friends, our brothers and sisters in our fellowship, that we will look at them through a different lens. Through a different lens. Through the lens of Jesus. And we will realize that because Jesus loved us, that we ought to love our brothers and sisters and spouses and children just like He did. And so He pioneered love for us. Let's follow in His footsteps. Amen? Amen. That's it. Let's have a great time. We're going to come up and have one final song. And let's enjoy the fellowship.